welcome to Horror Movie Talk, and today we're reviewing Tales from the Dark Side. Tune in to find out what we thought about it. Welcome to HMT News. Our top story tonight is TV shows converted to movies. We all know and love great TV shows like Sex and the City, The Sopranos, The Simpsons, the list goes on and on. But do money-hungry producers know how to handle content-hungry consumers? And is the correct way of doing that by making their beloved TV shows into movies? The Simpsons movie goes absolutely crazy, exceeding expectations and chock full of laughs. The Sex and the City movie is good, campy, but then the sequel is questionable at best. Then we get to The Sopranos, which is just a feat of television and sets the tone for most TV shows we see now, and what we get for a movie is The Many Saints of Newark. All of this is to say some television programs deserve to stay just that, but with the right execution, we can get a spectacle on the big screen. It all depends on how much heart and soul is put into it. If it's not as good as the original beloved TV show, kiss that movie goodbye and good riddance.
Is this a metal thing?
Yes.
Taste.
David.
David.
David, what is this?
Handling gloves.
Ew.
Hoodie Picasso.
Horror.
Hello and welcome to Horror Movie Talk. I'm Squidney Lee, and with me are my lovely co-hosts, Max Allen, who asked for my address yesterday,
woo!
And Bryce Hansen, Bryce Hansen, who has also asked for my address in the past. Every week we review a horror movie. It could be new or it could be old, and we'll watch it either way. New theatrical releases always get priority, but we also review older horror movies, both good and horrible. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. Don't be a square. Make sure to share. Also, check out patreon.com/horrormovietalk, the equivalent of the adult section at your video rental store. If you want to add your pee to the community pool, go to horrormovietalk.com or call 682-253-4468 and leave us a voicemail. All right, we've got a great show today. We will be reviewing Patron Pick, Tales from the Dark Side from 1990. Wow.
That's so loud.
We'll start out by giving a brief review and our score for the movie. We score on a scale of 1 to 10. After we give our score, we'll get into spoilers and take a deeper dive into what we liked and hated about the film. And later, we're...
That's much
quieter
better.
Quieter air.
Much better.
Later, we'll do the rest of the voicemails that we didn't get to last week. A.K.A. Horror Movie Whores. All right, Tales from the Dark Side is on Pluto TV for free with ads, or you can rent it on YouTube, Amazon, wherever. All right. This movie, directed by John Harrison, is based off the TV series of the same name. It follows a wraparound story about a kid that is going to be cooked by a woman who kidnapped him, a.k.a. Debbie Harry, as he tries to get out of it by telling her stories from the titular book. This movie is an anthology with one wraparound story and three tales from the dark side, filled with frights, fun, blood, and gore. My review is, this movie is very 1990. The style, the gore, reminds me of late 80s, early 90s horror. I have never seen the TV show, but I can see how the film could be nostalgic to those who grew up in the 80s and had a knack for horror movies. It's always a hit or a miss when a TV show becomes a movie, but in this case, I think it's a romp. I think it's fun. The gore is good, but it's not very scary. With a 93-minute runtime and a star-studded cast, I don't think you could go very wrong with this movie. With all anthologies, though, there are going to be stories within the film that are not very good, and this movie is no exception. All in all, it is a fun time. I didn't hate it. If it wasn't so predictable, I would give it a higher score, but it's very average, and that's okay sometimes. It's okay to be average. We don't want to watch the best movie of all time every single day. I gave it a five.
So I have a quick question. Yeah. When is Horror Movie Talk the movie coming out? Loosely based on the beloved episodes.
It's in the works. It's in pre-production.
Okay.
We're working on the script.
Pre-production.
I love this glare.
I'm writing the script.
What is going on your face?
The sun.
Listen to the music of the night.
Why did I expect you to be like in some dungeon? But there's apparently just a window right next to you.
I can't. Here, let me see if I can. I'll ruin the movie magic.
No. No.
There's,
what is covering your window, dude?
Well, that is. That's a box.
Okay.
Clipboards.
We're using the Horror Movie Talk funds to get you blinds.
I know. Buy some fucking blinds.
It's like $50 for blinds. Just get blinds.
Probably less. I got these at Target for $25 a piece. Look at them. Whee. Fine.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Bryce, please.
It's usually overcast.
That was hard to look at.
I'll show you the other one.
For the audio listener, Bryce is stacking household objects in the way of his window to block light.
Amazon boxes. Holy shit.
Oh, man. Bryce.
Bryce.
That's so funny.
Don't judge me.
I'm
I was
not.
Once like
the
you.
The light is like peering through. Oh my goodness. That's so good.
All right.
Yeah, there we go.
Beautiful.
See, that's the thing. It'll move pretty quick. You'll see like a blank spot in my green screen pretty soon.
The light will just peer through the can of beans for just a few seconds as it passes through the boxes.
That's right. I should put some cans up there.
That actually would
probably
work better.
That's so funny. Okay, let's continue.
Yeah, so I think the only thing I left out was I gave this movie a 5 out of 10. Which, because it's just completely average to me. I think it's completely average. I think so.
Yeah, I agree with Sydney. Like, I was going to give this a 5 out of 10 just because it's, you know, it's pretty low stakes. Actually, you know, no, I'm going to bump that up to a 6 because I like the cat one so much.
Oh,
no.
My God.
It was so
that's
dumb.
The
Come
worst
on.
One.
That was my favorite one.
You're really? Saying this movie is above average?
Just for that, just for the cat attacks.
That's just
I
crazy.
Actually almost gave it a 6. I originally wrote 6 when I was writing this, but then I was like, nah.
Yeah,
I can't just give every movie a fucking above average because I do that every week. So
you're right. Well, I'll keep it at 5. It's average, but I will say I did enjoy the cat attacks. My wife noped out of the movie. She's like, "This is terrible." I was like, "You know what? You don't appreciate it on as many levels as I do." You know,
but it's so star-studded. Like the first, we get fucking Blondie, and then we have
So here's the thing, Sydney. I was just talking about this with Max before, and I was like, well, at least because he was like, we can't do made-for-TV movies for this show, and I was like, no, this wasn't made-for-TV. It had a bunch of stars in it. And he was like, what stars? I'm like, the entire cast is like recognizable to me.
Bro,
like
look at my beats to hit. I literally have Christian Slater, Steve Buscemi, who? Julianne Moore, and then who? Like later on I have Richard from Sex and the City, James Remar. Like
haven't seen it. It's mid.
You don't know,
I don't know who those people are.
Christian Slater is? You haven't seen Heathers?
And
don't
it had
know,
Buster Poindexter.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
All just sounds boring to me.
Well, boy, you guys, we're going to take a YouTube hit because I got to show you Buster Poindexter.
You know, stars really just become regular people when you don't know who they are.
You know
it's kind
of
a beautiful
thing. Steve Buscemi is?
Okay, I know who Steve Buscemi is. He's not like, you know, I didn't see him and be like, oh my gosh, my favorite actor, Steve Buscemi's in this movie.
Well,
I can't believe we get to review this.
I was just surprised because it's like, this movie is not good, and then
it's
like
not.
But it's like there's so many famous actors in it. Like, Steve Buscemi is an incredible actor. Julianne Moore is an incredible actress.
Some of you older kids may remember this. About 15 years ago, as a matter of fact, I was in a band called the New York Dolls. Now, look at some of these outfits. I mean, we used to wear some really outrageous clothes. You know, these heavy metal bands in L.A. don't have the market cornered on wearing their mother's clothes. So now, like, I'm into this really refined and dignified kind of a situation. I'm playing music that's so soft and sweet. I mean, you could sit by the fireplace and listen to it. You could have a little glass of wine, maybe, or you could even have dinner with this music. Come on, I'll show you.
That's Buster Poindexter.
Oh, I know.
So it's
that
actually
song.
That's like a alter ego of what's his name? He's got like the Swedish name. Anyways, he was the lead singer of New York Dolls too.
Oh,
well, good for him.
Cool.
Yeah, you don't know who Julianne Moore is?
Yeah, come on, she's so hot. No.
I don't have room. Okay, my brain is so foggy all the time. I don't have room for just random names up here. I don't have room, and I never will.
We are on a movie podcast. You have to know who movie stars are.
Yeah.
I know.
That's important.
I feel like I know things. I don't know.
You've never seen Boogie Nights or Magnolia?
No.
Or
Boogie Nights is one of the best movies of all time.
I haven't seen most things.
She's in Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah, Crazy Stupid Love.
Mm-mm. Haven't seen it.
What? This is like such an amazing...
Let me give you the roller coaster that is my life. I spent my entire childhood just playing music with my friends, never watching any movies. I went on a mission where I watched zero movies in 2 years, and then I got home and started watching horror movies.
The fuck do you watch no movies in 2 years? Like, you
didn't
did
listen
that
to
on
any music
purpose?
Either.
Oh, come on. There was no, like, you never stumbled into a movie that a member or a non-member was watching while you were there?
I was very dedicated, Bryce.
Were you not allowed to?
Yeah, you're not allowed to.
Oh.
No movies, no music, no dates, no chilling, no hanging out.
No chilling.
She was in Jurassic
literally
Park,
banned chilling.
The Lost World. You didn't see Jurassic Park, The Lost World, the sequel to Jurassic Park?
I just barely watched Jurassic Park, dude.
You've
oh,
never
on.
Seen The Big Lebowski?
No.
Dude. Dude, you've never seen... Literally,
oh,
dude.
My heart.
Literally, dude.
How have you not seen...
I guess we got to turn this back into HMT Plus so that
yeah,
I can start
watching
some.
Oh, my God.
The Big Lebowski is like an important... Like, I watch that movie, I think, once a year. Like,
oh, the bowling
movie's
movie. Important?
Okay, you've
it's
never seen...
It's not just a fucking bullet. It's Steve Buscemi. Steve Buscemi is in it. It is. Steve Buscemi
I'm
and Julianne Moore are both
angry.
In Big Lebowski.
It's working.
Mm.
I didn't realize that I hated Max.
Yeah. And now you do.
You've never seen Hannibal?
No.
The sequel to Silence of the... You've never seen The Hours?
No. I haven't even heard of The Hours.
You really don't know who Julianne Moore is. That's really crazy, actually. In this day and age. Did you see May December from last year?
No.
Oh my God.
You didn't say Still Alice?
Guys, the only movies I watch are the movies you tell me to watch for the podcast.
Are you
serious? That's the only movies I watch.
You didn't see The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1?
No, I watched the first Hunger Games though.
Dude.
You didn't see The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2?
No. I didn't see them.
Dude, I need to add you on Letterboxd because I think I'll just be like insane. I'll be like, what is happening? Because I watched 4 movies this week.
My life is too busy.
What do you mean?
I have too much going on.
I work too.
Yeah, you work? That's cute.
Is that it?
I just am a little more busy than that, but yeah.
Okay. Sorry. What's your score, Max?
I give this I almost said 3 out of 10, but I think I'm going to have to go 2 out of 10. It was not good. It was...
Oh, my God. Wow.
Pretty boring, hard to get through. The stories weren't interesting at all to me. I didn't like any of them. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a huge hater of anthology movies. Like,
yeah.
It's
you really
you'd be
are.
Hard-pressed to find an anthology movie that I enjoyed. So
we need to do Tales from the Crypt. I think that
it just
some
feels like I'm watching
like
three episodes of a TV show I don't care about. That's
I
what
think
it
that's
feels like.
What they did on purpose.
You know, Max, you have a lot of good points. I'm not going to lie. They were pretty boring stories and yeah. predictable. Yeah. But it was aight.
It was aight.
I think
I'm not trying to be a hater. All the comments on the episodes that I give low scores on is like, wow, Max really brought us down with that low score hating on this movie. It's like, I can't like them all. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, the last episode they were getting down, they were telling you harsh the Mel because you're
because I don't like babies being stomped on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You took a hardline stance on not killing babies, and like it was a real downer.
It wasn't even that
you know?
I was like, no abortions for no women. I was like, hey, maybe let's not crush our born babies with rocks.
Oh, were people like oh, I didn't see the comments. See,
it's
I don't
fine.
Even
it's
look.
Fine.
Yeah.
We don't.
You said you took a hard stance on smashing babies' heads in with rocks, and you just came off as holier than thou.
I know. That's exactly
what it comes down to.
Oh, God. Max is canceled for not wanting to kill babies.
I got canceled way sooner than I thought I would on this podcast.
All right. If you're listening to these commercials, you know you don't have to. If you go to patreon.com/horrormovietalk, you can sign up for any tier. You can sign up for the free tier, but sign up for the ones that aren't free and, you know, support us. We love you guys over there. We have so much fun with the Patreon. We always interact with the patrons. We have a bunch of bonus content. And the pretentious reviews are back up. Our first one is out today. Well, I guess it will be like 4 or 5 days.
Mm-hmm. When this is recorded. What are you doing?
Jesus Christ.
I didn't know you had the ability to modulate the pitch. Uh-oh, we can't hear you, Bryce.
I've just got a couple on call.
That's funny.
I've got a lot of fail ones, and I've got a lot of, like, just kind of reaction ones.
I like that one.
So that pretentious review that we released was for The Night of the Living Dead, so definitely check that out. That was a fun one.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. All right. Sure.
That's the sound of me getting canceled every single episode now.
Oh. But yeah, totally go to our Patreon and check out those pretentious reviews, or just check out our afterpods, or check out our bonus card. Everything's over there. Go do it now. Also, the HMT shop.
Jesus.
Can I get through the mid-roll, please?
Do the sound of the fish choking on the carrot. You know, the ugh.
I don't think I have that one.
Also, go to our website, horrormovietalk.com, and go to the HMT shop and get all of your Horror Movie Talk needs, stickers, t-shirts, sweatshirts. Exactly. Also, don't forget to check out our resident artist, Dustin Goebel. He is a professional artist who fucks hard. He also takes commissions.
Are you sure about that?
I am. He also takes commissions for artwork from HMT fans. Contact him at DGOEBEL00 on Instagram and make your artistic dreams come true. Tell him HMT sent you. Once again. I'm gonna kill you. Okay. Our voicemail line is 682-253-4468. Call us. Talk to us. We're doing voicemails today, so we love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening. Let's get into spoilers.
They ask you how you are, you just have to say that you're fine. When you're not really fine, but you just can't get into it because they would never understand.
Thank you.
So can someone win me over on this movie? Tell me why it's better than I think it is.
I mean, Bryce, it's one of those things.
Yeah, you're in the void, dude.
Where did I go?
Where's your picture? It's just a black screen.
What happened? Oh, sorry.
What happened?
You fade in.
Yeah, why did you fade in? Like, you turned up a dimmer.
Let's see. This goes off.
And then...
Yeah, if I don't switch it. Come on. There we go.
Okay, yeah. Someone win me over on this movie. Tell me why it's at least a 5 out of 10.
I think that for me, it's because it was so star-studded. Like, that was...
But who cares about a star? But listen, hold on. I get that, but listen.
I love Christian
Slater.
You
can't just say it has stars, so it's good. You have to tell me what the stars did that made it good.
I mean, they were good. They're good actors. Like, in general, they're good actors.
I didn't find the acting all that interesting. I thought it was...
You didn't think James Remar in the last one as the starving artist was good acting? Because I did. He really sold that shit.
I don't necessarily agree with that, but that's okay.
Well, whatever. You just don't like this movie. It's okay.
I don't. I'm sorry. Okay, from now on, I'm Mr. Positive Guy on this podcast.
No,
this movie was awesome.
It's funny if you're the Grinch and like I'm Cindy Lou Who and Bryce Grinch? Is, like, in the middle.
I don't want to be the Grinch. I want to be the cool guy.
No, I mean, Max,
no,
yeah, it's not, it's not great, but it's like, it was done well enough, you know,
okay.
As far as like an anthology movie, like the stories, you know, if you compare this to Creepshow, I think Creepshow just had it more interesting shorts.
I haven't seen Creepshow, so I wouldn't know.
This one's pretty plain. It's literally like, okay, you've got a mummy story, which is a bold choice.
I know.
You got a killer cat story, which I thought was great.
Oh, I hated that one so
and
much.
And then the last one. What was the last one?
It was the gargoyle one.
The gargoyle one. And that one was pretty good, too. But that was probably a little more boring than it needed. Yeah, every one of them was probably a little more boring than it needed to be. And the writing wasn't great. But I think the actors were all good with what they were given, you know.
So maybe it was like the writing that I wasn't a huge fan of, maybe the actors. That sometimes it's hard for me to tell, like, if I don't like the writing or if it's the acting that's bothering me.
That's part of why I don't like short stories or shorts, is that there's so much time that you have to compact in a short amount of time in terms of exposition and like setup.
Yeah,
it's always a little too on the nose of like, you know, the guy taking him through the mansion, and he's like, "This is a big mansion, isn't it? Got all the things that you could want in the mansion. I'm very, very wealthy." Okay, moving on. It's like, okay. And from a script standpoint, it's probably good to be able to paint a picture to people that are going to make decisions about, you know, doing a movie.
Right.
But like from a viewer standpoint, you're like, okay, he could have just, you know, showed me the mansion and gone on with it. But yeah, that's a, like, with the short format is a little on the nose. That's what's interesting with, like, if you compare this to VHS, where it's more like, you know, found footage thing. I think that's like one of the best things about found footage is you just don't have to explain everything. You just
have people try
to figure it out.
You can just like throw it in there.
I infamously gave VHS a bad score. I don't remember what score it was, but I liked VHS more than this one.
You gave it a 4, so that makes sense. But yeah. Max, you haven't, I'm assuming that you haven't seen Videodrome.
I have not seen Videodrome.
Okay, so Debbie Harry's in that. She's the woman who's going to cook the kid. She's in that. She's also Blondie. But she's in Videodrome.
Do you know who Blondie is,
Yeah,
Max?
Do you know who Blondie is?
The band Blondie?
Not really.
Bro! I don't want to get copyrighted, so I'm not going to, like, play the music right now. But
Bryce,
like,
literally played a YouTube video at the beginning of this episode.
Okay,
so
that's true.
We're already going to get knocked.
Can I? I'm going to play some Blondie. You don't know this song?
You don't know Heart of Glass?
If you don't know it right now, you're not going to know it.
Yes, it sounds familiar. I don't really know. Yeah.
Call me.
Sounds familiar.
Call me.
Oh, yeah. I know her.
Yeah, there you
go. Yeah, she does good. She's great.
Yeah, so that's Blondie, and then she did movies.
Good for her.
And she was also in the original Hairspray.
No way.
She's the mom, Amber's mom. But in Videodrome, she fucking kills it. It's a David Cronenberg. I love David Cronenberg. I would love... you guys have done some David Cronenbergs, right?
But they already reviewed Videodrome on the Pretentious Reviews.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yes. But I love Cronenberg. He's one of my favorite... He's like in my Mount Rushmore of directors. So, like... It's just a very good movie, and she's very hot in it. She's very hot. But she's
an
icon.
And she can say that.
Yeah. I can say that.
You're allowed to be attracted to women as a bisexual, but me and Max are not allowed to be attracted to women and express that because we're heterosexual.
No, that would be super sexist and
misogynistic.
That'd be really gross of you guys.
If I was just like... Oh, she's so hot. Oh no, she's a good actress, and I'm gonna leave it at that.
Am I missing? Yes. Did something happen? Am I missing something?
No.
Oh.
we're just bitter white men.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, let's talk about what this fucking movie is about. So Debbie Harry, you know, she's coming back from the grocery store, and she's walking into her house, and the door handle of the basement is like rattling. And I just wrote down, she's going to fucking cook this kid. So she opens the door, and there's a kid, which is behind Bryce, who's chained up, and she's having a dinner party, and she's like, I need to prepare you to go in the oven. And he's like, no, remember this book you gave me? And she's like, yes, it was my favorite book as a kid. And he's like, let me tell you a story from it. And I wrote later on in my Beats to Hit that, if this is her favorite book as a kid, why does she not remember any of these stories? That makes no sense. She should
know
all
these stories.
It's a pretty big
book. There's a lot of stories in there.
I guess, but like, I read all of like the Goosebumps fucking like collections, and I could tell you about every single fucking story in there. Like, still, so I don't know. Whatever.
This movie is very Goosebumps-esque. It's
that's
just feels like I'm watching
getting.
Goosebumps.
But Goosebumps is so good. Like, we gotta...
Yeah, I mean, this movie is rated R, but I can't think of...
Because of the booby scene?
Oh, was there boobs?
There was boobs?
Yeah, there was boobs.
Where?
When?
In the last one.
Oh, I was
they
probably asleep by then.
Beautiful love, and there's boobs.
Well, oh, I literally don't remember that. That's
I missed
funny.
It.
Thanks, Max.
Was it gargoyle boobs?
I'm the boob police, yeah.
The boob...
Hot.
But no, they were like, you know, gargoyle boobs in the shape of a woman.
Yes.
If
right.
that makes sense.
Carola, the weirdest name ever. All right, so the first story is about these college kids, which I wrote Christian Slater, heart, Steve Buscemi, Julianne Moore, hello. So basically, it's like it. I agree, Bryce. They don't have a lot of time to flesh this out, and this is a very complicated... Like, it's not a complicated story, but there's a lot of elements. So it's like, Julianne Moore is dating this fucking tennis guy, and... But her brother is Christian Slater, and she is writing all of the tennis guy's, like, stuff so he can get some fellowship or something, and... That is fucking over Steve Buscemi, who wanted to get the fellowship instead, and her brother knows about all this, but he's not going to rat her out, and she also stole some, like, artifacts from the museum, and Steve Buscemi is getting blamed for it, so he didn't get the fellowship. It's like, all right, we didn't need all of that.
It is very complicated.
There's a lot of moving parts there.
Yeah.
For... a short about a mummy that kills people.
Right. It's like, we didn't need that.
You know,
well, speaking of mummies that kill people, how does a mummy kill somebody? Like, when a mummy catches you after a long chase sequence, what does it do? Because it can't bite you. There's, like, gauze over its mouth.
It did a lobotomy on one of them.
It did?
Did you not watch the movie?
Yeah.
I was loosely paying attention during this part.
Well, the first
I thought this part was pretty good because...
I actually thought the mummy one was the worst one.
Well, the mummy one, I thought it was good. So, like, they get this mummy, and, like, it's just Steve Buscemi, like, talking about the mummification process, which, you know, is pretty common knowledge. They take a hook and
pull
out the brains through your nose, and they, you know,
they take all your guts out
and stuff you with flowers and, like, spices and stuff to dry out your body. And so when the mummy comes back to life and goes on a killing spree, it does those things. It, like, takes a wire coat hanger and, like, brains the one guy through his nostrils, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
And then cuts up Julianne Moore and stuffs her with flowers.
Which was gross.
Which was gross. You know, he was doing it wrong. He should have taken all her guts out first.
Vaguely remember this one. I don't know why it's like... I remember the other ones clearly.
Did you watch it 3 weeks ago? Is that why?
I watched it on Wednesday.
This is why you don't remember anything, because you watched it a week ago.
My logic is falling apart on me.
I watched it less than 24 hours ago. So.
Right.
Yeah, wow. I watched it in the middle of the day yesterday, because I didn't have work. Because it
was Jesus
Day.
I watched it less
day.
Than 12 hours ago.
Nice.
I think I started it like now. Yeah, at like 9:30 p.m. last night.
I was on a plane. So
excuses.
So they like... Steve Buscemi does the Evil Dead thing where he has the scroll of like the mummy and he can translate the fucking hieroglyphics, which is like, all right, man. Yeah, sure. And he...
Well, he's a nerd.
That. Yeah. And he does that and it's just very Evil Dead to me. Or like, I actually haven't seen The Mummy, either of them. So I don't know how those movies go, but I'm assuming it's very similar to this too. No? No, okay.
Well, I mean, are you talking about the Brendan Fraser mummy the original mummy?
Whatever.
You haven't seen the Brendan.
No.
That was the first episode I reviewed with Bryce and David.
No, I didn't. I never saw it. I'm not interested in mummies. Like, I'm just not.
Yeah.
It's not something I'm interested in. It's not something that scares me, except the ride at Universal Studios, the mummy ride. That shit is fun, and it's scary. It's scary. I'm a fan. It's a good roller coaster. A scary roller coaster. But, he Evil Deads it. He's like, come to life, mummy, on this fucking scroll. And then the mummy comes to life and it kills the tennis guy with the coat hanger, pulls his brains out. And then, you know, no one's real. Julianne Moore is not sad that her boyfriend's dead. And, like, her and her brother are so strange. And then.
Yeah, it's a bunch of very, very waspy. Characters.
Yes.
Where it's just like they're very rich and they're like, oh, yeah, I can cheat and step over people, like, because that's just how it works. And then they get their comeuppance through this mummy because they've wronged Steve Buscemi. And I think it's kind of slowly revealed that, like, Steve Buscemi more or less has control over the mummy. I think it was more like he literally sicked the mummy on them.
Yeah, because he was the one who read the scroll.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the logic there. And then it kills Christian Slater does it kill Julianne? Oh, it kills Julianne Moore next with the flowers in her back, which was honestly, like, gross. Like, I like the effects in this movie. The practical effects are good. Like, that's what makes older movies, like, older bad, quote-unquote bad movies, better than bad movies now, because bad movies now are using CGI and badly, which is like terrible to watch. But like bad movies then, you still get the fucking sick practical effects. So that's why this my score is a little bit higher for this, like, than it would be for like Imaginary or whatever.
I did like the feel of The Mummy. Like, it was very like dusty, and like it kind of set the you know, expectations for it of just like being rotten and smelly and dank and dusty.
Yeah.
And, like, it really felt like that. So it kind of, I don't know. It was a little, added a little interest about The Mummy for me, because usually I'm the same way as Sydney, where it's like, Mummy, like, who cares?
Right.
What's scary about The Mummy? A guy wrapped up in cloth? Like, and?
Do you think that you can ask to be mummified? Like, is that, like, when you die nowadays, you can be cremated, you could be buried, you could be put in a mausoleum. Can you ask for mummification?
I mean, the regular burial process right now is more or less mummification, because, like,
I guess that's kind of true.
They pump you full of, like, chemicals that keep you from decomposing for a good amount of time.
How do you guys want to be buried? Because I told my wife, and she hates this idea, but I think it's beautiful, that if she dies before me, I want to, I want them to re-dig up her casket and just roll my dead body on top of her and then rebury it. So then we're like spooning for all eternity. I think that would be really cute. She hates that idea, though.
I think it's cute.
Well, depending on how far apart that is, that would be like...
be kind of gross, yeah.
No, like, I'm dead. I don't care. I want my body, you know, sandwiched on top of my wife's body.
It would sound like... No. No, that's good. Not. Oh no, these aren't playing.
Uh-oh.
When you fall into her, like, goo that's decomposed.
Sydney, so you're saying you don't want to be rolled on top of your dead boyfriend when you... Just toss him, you know?
I mean, like, well, hopefully penny. When we die, he's my husband. That would be nice. But,
okay.
Yeah, but no, I don't know. I've always been a fan of, like, how you can be, like, planted and turn into a tree. I know that's expensive, but I think that's so cool. Like, you're, like, you know how when, like, animals die and they decompose into the earth and then mushrooms grow? Like, uh-huh. I think that would be so cool if, like, you, like, grew me into a fucking tree seed and just fucking, boom, there I am.
Yeah, they have those where, like, you can be... Yeah, I think, like, my answer is, like, whatever's the cheapest and most convenient. Like, just do
the
that.
The tree thing is not cheap.
Like, not literally, cheap. Pine box, like, throw into a landfill. Like, I'm
yeah,
fine
but
with
I,
it.
I see that that's what you want, but it's not for you. It's
yeah,
for
it's not.
Your family to remember you. So they're going to want to put you in a nice box. They're going to want to put you somewhere special that they can come visit.
I mean, a Viking funeral would be good. Like, put me on a boat and then
so
shoot a
sick.
Flaming arrow into it.
No, that is super cool, but probably not.
I don't
feasible.
Think it's
Do
legal.
Your children know how to shoot flaming arrows? Maybe start teaching them now.
It's that like be... that scene in Game of Thrones where they do that. Do you guys remember that? And like they keep shooting the arrow and it keeps missing, so he keeps going
right.
further down the river. Like, oh shit, that would be funny.
What's another one? Like, they should like make a giant blender and just like shove my body into it, just like
jeez
blend
turn
it
you into
then...
a paste.
Okay,
yeah, I don't like the idea of like having my ashes spread, but my just like a viscera that's
your
been
gel.
blended, like just chum the waters off the back of a boat.
That is so disgusting.
Catch a big shark.
Sell you as bait at
right.
a fish store.
Right.
That actually would be cool too.
No, they. You know them. What they do? They do like, what was it? Like liquid cremations now.
Ew, really?
You can
turn
like
you into a juice?
They
juice
like
you?
Basically like put you in a vat full of like chemicals that will just decompose your body within like a month or so.
Okay.
Wow.
Gross.
And then you can purify it, and then you can drink it as water, you know?
That's really gross.
You know, it's, I mean, you got to think about it. It's got to go back into the watershed at some point.
Could you imagine drinking your dad?
No.
No.
Please don't say that.
Yeah, don't say that again. Jesus Christ.
Hey.
That's gonna be the clip, the Instagram fucking reel that I post for this.
I think there's some people that have drunk their dad and it was probably a pretty traumatic experience for them.
Okay.
Bryce made what I said worse.
You guys are so gross sometimes. Okay, All right, let's finish up this first fucking story. So Christian Slater ties up Steve Buscemi. He's like, "Rah, my fucking sister's dead, and you're a rat." And he wants to kill him, so he's gonna like burn him. But then, Steve Buscemi wakes the mummy back up, and then Christian Slater kills the mummy with an electric meat slicer, which I liked. Mm-hmm. I liked that weapon.
That's pretty great, because also like the thing about the mummy, you're like. It seems like pretty easy to beat, you know?
It's and
like
it is. He does it.
Decomposed like. Body. And it's like, oh, yeah, you just rip his arm off and then you're good.
It's so funny. He's just holding his leg like, doo-doo-doo. But, yeah, so then he thinks he's all safe. He doesn't kill Steve Buscemi. Steve Buscemi leaves. And, oh, he, like, Christian Slater burns the scroll. But when Steve Buscemi's leaving, he's, like, in this taxi and he's like... He mistook this something else for the scroll. Haha, what an idiot. And the taxi driver's like, all right. And then Christian Slater opens his door to his sister and the sister's boyfriend, undead, coming back to kill him. And that's the end of the first story.
I just don't remember that. I swear I watched this movie.
I'm confused. I don't know if you did.
It was too long ago, Max. You've forgotten most of the movie. That's why I watched it the night before.
Mm-hmm. I was just like I was like just, ugh, come on, get through this, come on. I wonder if I just
you know,
was thinking
Christian
too
Slater
much about
is,
ending.
Christian Slater is one of those actors, to me, like, I always wanted to be a lot bigger than he ever got. Like, he's recognizable, but I thought he was going to be, like, you know, the next big star that was going to be here for, like, decades. And he just never...
I mean, he was on Mr. Robot.
Yeah, he was on Mr. Robot. He's like on TV and stuff.
I don't know. He was pretty famous on Tumblr when I was a teen on Tumblr. Everything was Christian Slater. I always ever since I watched Heathers, I was like, he's sexy. I don't know.
I guess his time was the 90s, but yeah, I thought he would have extended into the 2000s a little more. But
maybe he got canceled or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, so after this, they go back to Blondie and the kid, and she's like, okay, time to prep you. And he's like, no, I have another story. Stop. And I literally have four fucking bullet points for this. I did not like this story, the cat killer one. I thought it was so stupid. The only thing I wrote down was killer cat, and then it's like old guy tycoon of like a drug empire. He hires a hitman to kill the cat. This one stinks. And then, yeah. But if you guys want to talk about it, you can. I really just didn't like it. Like, I thought it was stupid. That was stupid. Except for the last moment when the cat goes in his body and comes out. That was so disgusting.
I felt like the guy was going about killing the cat in a very bizarre way. Because
I know, right?
Why, like, if you want to kill a cat, very simple. Get a .22 and just spam shoot it. And it'll die. But he's, like, pulling out laser guns. And, like, he had, like, a wire at one point to, like, strangle a cat. I'm like, what are you doing? That is going to be way harder.
It was a bit ridiculous.
Well, I mean, they even address that where it's, like, the cat's on the guy's legs. And he's like, yeah, I can do it right now. Just, like, strangle it. And then the cat immediately gets away. This one's one of my favorites, actually. I think this is probably my favorite story out of all of them because it's so dumb and goofy.
It's so dumb.
The first kill that it shows of the cat where it's like going to the old lady and it just puts its paw up to her mouth and just says, shh. And then Because they're, like, describing how, like, you know.
Oh, that was the second kill. That was. Yeah. The first one was she got tripped down the stairs by the.
Oh, okay. So yeah, yeah. The. You know, the old guy talks about the old wives' tale of, you know, you don't let a cat around young or, like, babies or old people because it steals their breath. And so it, like, shows it going up to this old lady and, like, covering its, her mouth with its paws. And then it just cuts to the cat, just, like, the fakest, like, stuffed cat over her face. And she's like, oh, no!
Just like Alien.
It was, yeah, it was just so stupid. I'm like, I love it. It just reminded me of like an SNL skit, like Toons is the Cat, where it's just like, just taken very seriously, and it just looks utterly ridiculous.
Yeah.
And
it
then
was
the fact
so
that it's like,
serious too. It was like a neo-noir. I was like, all right, like, okay, it's a fucking killer cat.
And the cat was on Buster Poindexter's lap and was like. He's like, yeah, I'll just strangle it. And then immediately the cat, like, scratches him and runs away. It just makes me, it made me feel like, okay, this is the story of how people that don't like cats feel about cats. They're like, they're just, they hate you and they're beasts of hell and they'll just scratch you. And it's like, yeah, to me, growing up with cats, it's like, yeah. The worst thing that they can do to you is scratch you a little bit. It's like, it's not even the worst cat in the world that they've come across. Like, they can't hurt you. Not really.
No.
Compared to a dog that could literally kill you. So I just find it funny.
Yeah, and the scratches they're getting in this story are like Wolverine.
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, yeah, I don't think its claws are that fucking big, bud. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's
just an evil
cat.
That's
where most of my amusement came from, was just that it's such a, I mean, you could have replaced it with like a ferret and it would have been just as unbelievable, because literally, like, to kill a cat, you just go like that and it'd be done. You know, just get your hands on the cat.
Mm-hmm.
If your hand is on the cat, like, you can kill it.
Yeah, just snap its little cute neck.
Yeah, just snap its little cute neck. Just take it by the tail, like, swing it and hit it into a wall.
Make a little stew.
You could just stomp on its back to paralyze it, and then, you know.
All right. Stop. Where's my cat? Suki.
You get one of those blenders, you know. You don't even need a big blender. Like,
dude, regular size blender will do, actually.
Gremlin style.
Yeah.
Flush them down the toilet.
Get a big rock. You could, drown it, smother it.
It's just sad because I was watching this with my boyfriend's cat, like, sleeping right next to me, and I was like, you would never do this to me.
Mm-hmm.
She is scary sometimes. Like, honestly, she's like the sweetest cat ever. And then when she's in fight mode, like, you will go to the bathroom and you'll be walking back to, like, go back to sleep, and she will just come at your ankles and latch on and not, like, come off. And I'll be like, the other night I woke my boyfriend up because I jumped on the bed and jumped over him to, like, curl up on the other side. And he was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, Sox is coming after me. And he's like, she's just a sweet baby. You can't let her overpower you like this. And I'm like,
you're making
she's
me
like,
miss my cat, Sox.
Oh, I'm sorry. This was Sox while I was watching the movie. Can you see? Whatever.
I see. I can see.
There. There she is.
My socks had diabetes.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
Well, I liked it. I liked that story.
I thought it was stupid. But yeah, it kills everyone. The cat kills everyone. That's what happens.
Actually, the best part of this story, and probably the best part of the whole movie, was the cat climbing into the dude's mouth. Uh-huh.
It was so vile. Like, it was so nasty. And yeah, it was good. I was
like,
he's
like gagging on the cat as it, like, climbs down his throat.
So gross.
I was really hoping that the cat was going to control him like a puppet.
That's what
Me
I thought
too.
Would happen too.
I was like, he's going to take him over, his consciousness. That would have been, that would have made this the best one, but it didn't.
It's like a Ratatouille situation.
An internal Ratatouille.
I have a rat under my hat.
All right, so then we go back to Debbie, and then the kid, you know, is like, wait, I have a love story. Let me tell you the love story. And she's like, I love a love story. She was so... Poor Debbie Harry. She could have gotten a better script in this movie. Like, it's just... She's just like, I need to cook you, kid. And you're like, oh, my God. This was my favorite story because Dexter's
because
dad...
Because you love love.
Dexter's dad, Richard from Sex and the City, James Remar, pops up. And I'm like, King, I've never seen him so young in a movie. So I was like, this is great. So he's a... I forget his name, but he's a starving artist. Oh, is it like Porter or something? Preston?
Preston. Preston. That sounds right.
So he's a starving artist, and he goes to this bar, and his agent's like, you suck. No one buys your shit. I'm done with you. And he's like, oh, no. So he, like, drowns his sorrows at the bar. He closes out the bar with the bartender, and then they go outside, and the bartender just gets torn apart. Like, it's just so instant, and you're like, what the fuck is going on? His head gets ripped off, and then it's, like, this monster. It's just, like, this monster. And you're just like, what? And the monster's like, I will spare you, James Remar, if you promise me something. And he's like, yeah, sure. And this is so bizarre, but it's, like, effective in some weird way. He's like, if you promise that you never saw me, that you never heard me speak, and you won't describe what I look like for as long as you live to anyone ever, then I will never kill you. And James Remar's like, dope. Yeah, like, I would like to be alive. So he's like, okay. And then he goes home, and he's, like, freaked out because his bartender friend just got killed and the monster just talked to him. And then there's just this woman that's randomly around, and he, like, basically, like, grabs her and is like, come to my house. Like, you're scary, actually.
Yeah,
like,
he's
that's
got that,
pretty scary.
He's got that rape riz where, like, he makes you think that he's going to rape you, but then you kind of fall in love.
Yeah, it was very strange.
You know, yeah, it's a very common thing, right?
It was just so, like, I was like, oh my, he's like, you're not going to get a taxi out here. You better come to my apartment right now. Let's go. And it's like 3 a.m, back up. But whatever, she's into it, and they end up falling in love. Like, they have, you know, this whirlwind romance, whatever. And then right after, like, this romance is happening, I wrote down, I bet Carola is the monster. And this was only halfway through the thing. It was only halfway through. And I was right. And I was right. And that just shows you how predictable this movie is.
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole setup. Monster.
Yeah, I mean, the whole setup was like, you can't tell this to anyone, you know? And then it skips forward, and you're like, okay. It's because it's going to ruin this good thing with this.
Right.
Woman that he loves. Like, yeah, I kind of called it about halfway through too.
Yeah, it's very predictable. Like, it's a very predictable movie. And then Carola is pregnant, and she's pregnant
really quick too. Like, they just met, and all of a sudden she's pregnant. And he's saying, I love you. You're the love of my life. I need to marry you now. And it's like, okay.
No,
I don't think much time has passed since they met.
But first he said, are we going to make this little bastard legitimate? That's what he said when she said that she was pregnant. I was like, a beautiful response to your girlfriend. Are we going to make this little bastard legitimate is a great proposal. Would love if that was the case for me. If I got pregnant, my boyfriend said that to me, I would be more in love than I would. No. It was crazy.
We should also mention that Preston is, like, not a good artist.
No.
And somehow he becomes a famous artist, but in the opening scene he's, like, making one of those bridges out of, like, popsicle sticks, and he's like, come on, and then it, like, falls apart, and he's like, no! Like,
he's doing a fucking science project for third grade.
It's so weird.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
I don't remember it actually showing much of his art. like
he drew the monster a bunch of
times. Like he would draw the monster, but like I don't think he showed that to anyone. Like I thought
he did a lot of wood sculptures, because
like,
later on they do a like a show for his art so people can come buy it. And it's basically all wooden sculptures.
Okay.
Yeah, because he makes a sculpture of the monster, too, which is pretty good. But, yeah, when he's at that show, he sees the other guy that was there at the bar the night the bartender was killed. And the other guy's like, I know you know what happened. I know you know what happened. And he's like, stop. So he doesn't say anything. And then it fucking, like, I said, wait, what the hell? It's been 10 years. Like, it was so jarring with the two children, and like it was like our 10-year anniversary. I was like, okay. I was like, wow, all right, that's cool. And then yeah, so he's like, there's something I've been hiding from you for 10 years, babe. I really need to tell you this. And it's like, bro, the monster's just like, you made a promise to a monster that talks and has wings and can rip your head off in 1 second. Maybe let's keep it. Maybe let's value that promise a little bit. But
you
no.
know, I mean, like his defense, like you don't know the lifespan of monsters. Like that monster could be dead by now.
That's true.
Like it could be like a thing where, you know, it's like, yeah, the statute of limitations has passed, and like how's it really going to affect you now?
And how's like, he going to know?
Yeah, and 10 years is a long time. But
and also, you don't keep secrets from your wife. So, there's that.
Well, the moral of the story is keep secrets from your wife.
Yeah. Right, yes. No, that's actually
keep your promises,
exactly what we learn.
Especially if they're evil, terrible creatures or things. Just like, yeah, I mean, that's the moral of the story, kids. Kids, if someone tells you that it's your secret with them and not to tell anyone else,
do not,
about the horrible things that happen to you, don't tell anyone else.
I will share this though, just for future reference. If anyone tells me a secret and they say don't tell anyone, and I say of course I'm not going to tell anyone, who would I tell? I'm telling my wife. That's who I'm telling. But other
That's
than
fair.
That, I will keep your secret.
You know, I feel like a lot of times, I don't know what it is about me, but I've had a lot of people open up to me, honestly, unprompted. Like, people that I'm not too... Like, if it's my good friend, that's different. But, like, I've had a lot of people open up to me, like, that I'm not super close with. And I have a lot of secrets up there. Like, because, you know, if people tell me
spill
not to
them.
Tell anyone... No... I mean, I can't even think of them
spill
off the
them
bat,
for
but I remember...
Save them for the afterpod. That's
no,
what the afterpod is.
No, I'm not
going to
do that. But it's like, I honestly, there's a lot of things that I've, like, never told anyone. Like, I'm a pretty good secret keeper. I just want to say, if you guys ever need to tell me a secret, I literally won't tell. Like, I literally won't tell anyone. Like, I'm very good at that.
I've gotten better as an adult.
I don't want people not to trust me,
I've,
you know?
For a long time, was a very bad secret keeper. I just love to gossip. I love it so much. It's
I
a part of who I am.
I love to gossip too, but it's a fine line, because if you're betraying the trust of like people that thought they could trust you, and like that gets around, then like people aren't going to confide in you anymore or think you're a trustworthy person. And I pride myself on being pretty trustworthy. I don't know.
Yeah, in middle school and high school, I would just like absolutely betray the trust of my best friend to get like 5 seconds of like a good laugh out of an acquaintance I'm talking to.
That's awesome, Max. I'm never telling you shit.
I feel like I'm better now. I realized it was wrong, and I stopped. I still love to gossip, though. That's
well,
still a part of me.
Good to know that you're going to be a future therapist.
Yeah. Hey, I will legally have to keep secrets, which is...
Right.
I'm not
Maybe
a
that's
criminal.
Why I went into it. You're like, you know what? I just need some kind of... I need rules to tell me.
Exactly.
I
need structure.
I need to keep secrets, you know.
Structure.
I need structure. I will keep the law, but I will not keep your secrets. I'm kidding. Okay, let's move on.
Okay, yeah, so basically he tells his wife, and then his wife is like, why'd you do that? And he's like, what? She transforms into the monster. We all called it. The best part of this, though, is that the kids are fucking monsters, too. I was like... hell yeah. Like, what? Like, there's just these little... And then he's like, not the kids. No. And then she flies up to the top of a building with the children and becomes a stone gargoyle. And that's the end of that one. I thought that one was... That was my favorite. I really like that one. I just love James Remar. Like, I'm just like, yeah. I like him. But... Then we go back to Blondie, and Timmy gets his revenge, and he's like, I have one last story for you. It's about a kid who got kidnapped by this crazy lady who wants to eat him, and she forgot that he has marbles in his pocket. He throws the marbles on the ground, and she falls, which is crazy. He gets the key, I think, unlocks himself, pushes her onto like these spikes, pushes her in the oven, and then he breaks the fourth wall. And he's like, I don't know what he says. This is Tales from the Dark Side, and you're watching Disney Channel or something. And then it's over.
The end. Yeah.
It was whatever. It was an hour and a half. If it was like a 2-hour anthology that sucked so bad, it would have been worse. But, you know, hour and a half.
Yeah.
Fine.
It was whatever.
What did I give
like,
it a
I
2?
I like that summary of the
we
movie.
We can bump that up to a 3. It was fine.
Yeah. Wow.
It wasn't the worst thing I've ever seen.
Okay, let's... are we ready to give our final recommendations?
Yeah,
so
let's do it.
So we can stop talking about this movie?
Mm-hmm.
My final recommendation is that I think my boyfriend would like this movie, but I watched it while he was at work. So that's who would like it. If you like... I don't know. It's very... The practical effects are good. I don't know. I guess if you just... This is a good movie to put on if you're, like, with your friends and you want to, like, laugh. Like, it's like watching Puppet Master. Like, you're like, yeah. You're like, yeah, I'm having a good time.
I will say it's better than Puppet Master.
You think? Puppet Master I literally thought that was so entertaining. I was like, this is the craziest movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, I mean, it's like if you're a fan of the anthology movies, especially like 80s stuff, like it's still kind of at the tail end of practical effects, and so it's fun, but not there's no single one of these shorts that you'd be like, oh man, I wish that was a 2-hour long movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is
what
it is.
I would say if you're one of our patrons, you probably like this movie because you chose it and voted on it and made us watch it.
Yeah.
And I hope you enjoyed the episode. And I'm so sorry if anything I said negative about the movie hurt your feelings. I love our patrons so much.
Emotional damage!
And I want you to be happy. And I want to do anything in my power to make you happy. So just DM me privately and we'll work something out so I can make you happy.
That's right. Max making
not
you
that
happy.
Not that happy.
All right. Should we get into horror movie whores now?
Let's do this.
All right.
Okay. Let's pick up where we left off last week. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 voicemails.
Good amount.
Nice.
Hey guys, it's Phil here from Dublin. I would say I'm a long time listener by now anyway. So yeah, I just got done listening to the Imaginary pod. And one thing that's kind of hit me is there's been a lot of shit reviews like recently. Like, I mean, I don't mean shit as in you guys are shit. by the way, I'm loving the new lineup. Max and Sydney, you're doing
aww,
great.
Thank you.
Lots of banter. I'm loving the vibe that you guys have with Bryce. But I mean, like, you're reviewing a lot of shit horror movies.
I agree.
And it got me thinking, right? One thing I would like you guys to feature on the show would be horror movie news, you know, like as in preview what's like up and coming horror movies that are in the pipeline, or, you know, movies that fans want to be made so badly, like, for example, an Alien 5 movie that was mooted a while ago. So I just thought about it. Maybe you guys could kind of look into the further or the future and see what movies are coming out. By the way, that's rain on my windshield. It's raining in Dublin. Always raining.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that holds us back from doing horror movie news is, like, sometimes we don't know when movies are going to get, or when our reviews are going to get posted, because sometimes they go out of order, but...
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I've made the mistake of saying that we recorded an episode for Jennifer's Body that was months ago and still hasn't come out, and also I think the episode got ruined, so...
Uh-huh. Yeah, we can't even
sorry
fucking
for all the
post
people
that
asking
one.
For that.
And
I
also,
might be able
there
to salvage
things...
it. It's gonna sound really bad, but we could probably still salvage it to some extent.
There are things that I, like, we recorded an episode a few weeks ago that we have not released yet because we've had so many new releases in the patron pick and stuff, and I feel like we said things on that episode that were pertinent to that time period. Like, uh-huh. I think we talked about... Was that, like, the human quaalude? I think we might have talked about that on that episode. I have no idea, and that I don't know when that's going to come out, so it's just going to be,
I think that episode's come out. I think we talked about the human quaalude on a published
episode.
Oh,
okay, yeah, so maybe it's not that one, but,
I don't even know what we have banked anymore. We've recorded a lot that I don't
you guys,
know where
you guys
they
have
are.
One or two each. I don't think I have anything other than Jennifer's
really?
Body.
What do I have?
You
can't
have...
reveal it.
Yes, we can. We can say what we have.
I have Creep 2 in the bank, so that's coming out at some point, guys. But horror movie news would be cool. It's just that's the restraint is, like, we usually don't know when we're releasing episodes.
Let's talk about what's coming out.
Yeah.
Well, this Friday, if this comes, we're releasing this one this week, right?
Yeah, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, this Friday comes out The First Omen, so we'll be reviewing that.
I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, that's exciting.
That's actually going to be kind of hard because I'm going to be on vacation all this week.
Oh.
I'll have to figure out. We'll have to talk about how to do that. So The First Omen comes out, which could be interesting, probably not. and then later in April, Sting, not the artist, but a movie called Sting about a big spider comes out. And then Abigail, which is done by the same people that did Ready or Not.
I'm so excited for Abigail. It looks so funny.
About that. Yeah. And it's starring like one of the stars. It's like an ensemble cast, but one of the stars is the same girl
that
did
the ballerina?
Lisa Frankenstein. Yeah.
The ballerina vampire. Okay. Yeah.
Fandango still says Salem's Lot is coming out this next month sometime, but I don't
totally doubt that. I haven't seen anything for that.
Yeah, it still doesn't have a poster on Fandango, so I doubt it's actually coming out next month. Tarot comes out
also,
in May.
I saw the TV glow in May too.
Okay. Is that in theaters? I haven't seen trailer for that.
No, it's not coming. It's like it premiered at Sundance, but it's not coming into theaters. It says May 3rd it'll come out.
Tarot looks like a very like paint by numbers. Like
also, I just checked, and the only episodes we have banked right now are Creep 2 and Jennifer's Body.
Oh.
No, there's another one.
I don't think there is.
I don't think there is, dude. Unless it's hidden somewhere on Riverside, like in another file or something.
Did we just do... Did we... Yeah, we did that. I'm sorry. Keep talking. Did we do The Void? We did The Void.
Yeah.
We did The Void. That was a patron pick, I think.
Okay. Yeah, also this summer is going to be really good for horror movies. We have The Strangers Chapter 1. We have In a Violent Nature, which is a movie from the POV of a serial killer, which looks really good. We have The Watchers, which I'm enjoying the preview for that. I really like that.
And we have potentially another after show coming, potentially.
Don't yeah.
Potentially.
Maybe.
Did we do The House of the Devil? Did we release House of the Devil?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We did?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all out.
When did we do that?
A while ago.
A while ago. Long time ago.
Oh, when Max was on vacation in February.
I could have sworn Sydney had one in the bank.
Yeah, Creep 2.
Creep 2. I'm the one who doesn't have one.
You're the one that doesn't have one. Okay.
That's all right. We have two in the bank. That's great. Also, I'm not excited for A Quiet Place. I'm super excited for Long Legs. I'm super excited for Cuckoo, which looks...
Cuckoo looked really good. I watched the trailer for that. That looked really fun.
Yeah, that was... last time I went to the movies, I saw a trailer.
So I think among the bad horror movies that are coming out that we are reviewing lately, there are some good ones to come within the year. So there's going to be some good ones, I think.
There's not going to be a lot of great ones coming out in the next month or two, but there's going to be a lot of horror movies out in the next month or two. Let's see. Like, the ones that seem, like, notable would be Long Legs. Beetlejuice is coming out this year. Sure, and then Nosferatu is coming out. Oh, and Maxine comes out, too.
Nosferatu looks fire. Maxine's going to be great. Ty West, I love you.
But yeah, it'll be interesting. Like, I feel like there is not any in the next 2 months that are going to be crazy good, but maybe we'll be surprised. I'm hoping that Abigail will be like a really good one.
Do you guys have any ideas for pretentious reviews you wanted to do in the next couple months? Maybe tease those a little bit.
I mean, we could do
Carnival of Souls. I think that would be
good. I think we could start delving into Universal horror movies if we wanted to.
I would love that. That would be great. And people have been asking for that. So
yeah. Okay. Next caller.
Oh, thanks for your call,
man. Hey, guys. This is Haley. This one is from Max. I just had a question. So I recently watched your episode on The Cave, and honestly, it was such a good time getting to know you a little better. Love you. Think you're great, you know.
On the what?
But, you know, amongst other things, y'all was...
The Cave?
Oh, I did go on a podcast called The Cave.
Oh, what was
it? Sorry. Okay, let's rewind it so I can hear what I was, like, thinking. When did I... What is The Cave? No, I did go on a podcast called The Cave, and it was fun. We talked about spooky, scary stories.
Oh, cool.
Okay, sorry. Rewind it, because I want to hear what she said.
This is Haley. This one is from Max. I just had a question. So I recently watched your episode on The Cave, and honestly, it was such a good time getting to know you a little better. Love you. Think you're great, you know.
Aww.
But, you know, amongst other things, y'all were talking about music, and so with that, one, I wanted to know what your other favorite metal artists were. And two, I just wanted to let you know that my dad, I grew up with my dad hating Linkin Park. So I grew up with, you know, Linkin Park sucks, this, that, whatever. So I never really listened to them. Well, you know, like I said, listen to your episode. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to give it a shot, you know, at least the first album. So I did. I sat down with the whole album. I, like, was reading the lyrics as I was listening to the music. And honestly, you know, Linkin Park has gained another fan, you know. So thank you for that. You did good in the music world. Anyway, I hope you have a great day. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much. Yeah, Linkin Park is a classic. I don't listen to them as much as I did, like, in high school. In high school, it was, like, every day. Me and my friends were listening to Linkin Park.
I've become so numb.
Yeah, imagine that, like, emo... That emo vibe was us as teenagers. But yeah, they're great. I think I mentioned in the last episode we did, but I love Wage War. I love Loathe. Let Live. The Plot in You is like my favorite band right now. They're so cool. I love them so much. Landon is just a hero. I don't know. It's hard to pull out The Death of Peace of Mind by Bad Omens is an incredible album that came out like a year ago that I still listen to like every day. So yeah, that's kind of it. And Sleep Token, of course, which
I went to one of my friends, her coworker's hardcore show. It had a bunch of bands and we only stayed for two of them, but we have a cool local scene in Mass, you know, New England area. Orange Peaks is really good. They're fucking, they bang. And also Raid, which is R-A-I-D-E. Really love Raid. They both gained a fan after that show. So yeah, don't forget to, when you're looking for hardcore and metal, like, look into local places, because like the local bands are really where it's at. Like, obviously, like the famous ones are great too, but local bands are cool.
Utah has an incredible local scene for like metal and rock. It's insane. So yeah, check out some of those Utah bands, like Classic Jack. Oh my goodness, their newest album was incredible. So
hell yeah.
Okay, let's go on to the, just for the record, I hate Linkin Park, so you know.
Why you no. Hate Linkin Park? I get like it not being your style, but they're really good.
I mean, it's so pervasive, like they're like, I get it, like they've got a couple songs that keep getting reused, but I don't like the emo kind of vibe of just like that singing style.
Linkin Park is not emo.
I think it's, you know, crawling in my skin.
Yeah, that's pretty emo. I think the early stuff is like more emo.
Yeah, so I think it's more of like I'm annoyed as a singer. I'm like, just that a lot of vocal affectation in modern music is just like, it bothers me a little bit. But yeah, I think like I just had a aversion to rap rock in general, where it's like, okay, I just always saw it as like they're not great at rock and they're not great at rapping, but they put it together and all of a sudden everyone's like, yeah, this is what we need.
No, listen, you're right. Rap rock is extremely cringe, but I think it's a lot of fun. It's both. It's both right. Of those things.
Right. All right, let's move on.
Ooh, 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 get into the groove, baby. You've got to prove. That damn American Werewolf in London episode. Baby, we're getting our steps in. We are into our stride. Everyone is feeling everybody. We're getting back to the core of what this is. I'm just delighted. I've never seen that movie in its entirety, but I know enough of the clips and scenes in it. But, oh, everybody was just on a good one today. They, oh, ooh, yeah. I gotta clear my throat.
I'm gonna cry.
Something that I've noticed, though, I'm gonna shit on Max again this week because I'm sensing some hypocrisy. Mr. Oh, I don't know, I don't like the porno one and the watching too much dirty stuff, it makes me so uncomfortable. The noise that came from his mouth when he said, oh, my mom, I'm getting itchy now, was awakening. It was, let's just say, I know where he makes that sound elsewhere. Number two, very knowledgeable about how to take a good dick pic. Oh, you gotta get the light, my baby. Oh, baby, you gotta get the light, and you gotta get the right angle. It's correct, but where's this coming from all of a sudden?
I can explain.
You need to look in the mirror, put your face to the microphone, and admit you're a little Ron DeSicco sex freak. And I love it, baby.
I'm a sex pest.
Oh, I great can call. Explain.
I think you got the wrong idea of me. First off, it's not that it makes me uncomfortable. It's what makes me uncomfortable is the fine line I have to walk. So, of not saying anything too incriminating, and also not saying anything that would embarrass mine and my own. But also, yeah, I know how to take the pictures.
I'm desperately trying to find the moment where you're...
Where I'm itchy?
Where you're itchy.
I don't remember.
I think
like,
it was towards the beginning-ish.
I don't know. But,
But thank you for, Yeah, I think we are finding our stride, and that was really sweet, and
that
I really
was super
appreciate
sweet.
It. I'm glad that the listeners can see that, and we're growing and changing all the time, and I love it.
I loved that call.
Yeah, that
I
was
need to,
so
like,
cute.
Download that call to listen to later.
Okay. Next one.
That was Beyond the Grave from Beyond the Grave, but another thing I'm thinking about, moon songs for that American werewolf movie. I think in another time, Leanne Rimes could have came in at the end. You can try to get in that American man when you know me, you know, you can get in the moonlight. That would have... I think that would have wrapped it up nicely if they had gone with the ending of, oh, somebody who loves you gotta inspire you to break out of your shell and sing in front of a live audience and also kill them, kill yourself in a werewolf. Woo.
Oh,
God. I need a cigarette after listening to this episode.
I love so what funny. He calls. It's so funny.
That was just, that's what I call Moonsick Volume 1.
Yeah.
There's still plenty more to come.
Yeah, I mean, could go up. I mean, it's just like now that's what I call music. You could have like 67 volumes of that.
Are they still doing that?
I think so.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know. Would they? Because no one buys CDs anymore.
No, they are. They are. Hold on.
I wonder if you can find Now That's What I Call Music on Spotify.
That's a good question. I could quickly check.
Okay.
It's just a compilation of other people's.
Now That's What I Call Music 86.
No way. No, wait. Wait. There's like 20 profiles called Now That's What I Call Music.
Yeah, you can do stream or download them.
What is Now That's What I Call Metalcore? Is this cool?
What's...
No.
All right, here.
Up to the front. Touch toes. Okay,
let's go on to the next caller.
And now I'm coming out of it because I just remembered one more thing. Floss your fucking teeth, you dickos. Nikki, Nancy Halitosi over here.
Nancy Halitosi.
What the fuck? Floss your fucking teeth. Floss them. Rinse, rinse, twice a day, if not more.
Twice a
Damn
day?
It. I brush
I
my teeth
I thought I made it clear
day.
That I do floss my teeth, just not every day.
Well, you know, it's not enough. Twice a day.
Twice a day is a lot.
Sorry, I'm distracted. I'm desperately trying to find Max scratching.
I'm sorry.
It's unfortunate, but I'm super distracted. Okay, we got one more call.
Well, friends, it's Dick Mancrease. So I miss David all the time, but we wish him well. I love what you guys have done with the show. Sydney's cool, and Max is a sweet little twink who low-key shits on Bryce Handsome by asking him if he's ever had pre-workout before. And we know good and goddamn well he hasn't. So I just watched Immaculate because Bryce didn't say it was good on their podcast, but I cut the podcast right before the spoiler review. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. I especially love the part where the fucking milk truck with Immaculate Titty showed up with Whole Milk for All, called them boys from Clockwork Orange to come out here and grab a sip of these tings. I was not expecting seeing this much near nudity in this movie. Might I add, them heavies look good, even behind that gown. Those are worth the price of admission. Also, if you talk in the movie theater, I hope you're involved in a single vehicle accident. I love you three. Bye.
Single vehicle accident?
She's a nun, Dick
Max,
Mancrease.
You get called a twink all the time.
I know. It's just the vibe I give off, I guess, and my appearance, and I don't know. What do you guys think? Am I twinkish?
I can see it.
Yeah, you got a little twink in you.
I mean, I'm small, skinny, and hot. So if that's what a twink is, then
it is. Twinks are usually hairless, though, and you have a beard.
I do have a beard.
So maybe he's more of like an otter.
Yeah.
I don't know. We can discuss more about my twink nature in the afterpod.
I think a decent amount of our people that call in are gay. So you know, we'll get more.
How do you know?
Well, Beyond
this?
The Grave definitely is. David is. I think there's some other ones, but yeah, we'll get them to weigh in.
We like gotta have like a survey on our.
We should do a poll. Yeah.
Yeah, a poll.
Let's
only
categorize
for the gay listeners.
Categorize Max.
Yeah. Actually, let's do this. That's
gay
so funny.
Stereotype.
Is Max a twink? Yes or no? And how would you classify him?
Wait, hold on. Does being a twink mean you have to be gay though? Or is it just like that's just
I mean,
the stereotype
like necessarily
you fit in?
Yes, like yeah. But like I think. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people call like Timothée Chalamet a twink. You know what I mean? And he's not.
Yeah,
gay.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like
it's gay people categorizing other people. You know what I mean? So
right.
It's like it has to be coming from like a gay person generally to call someone a twink. It doesn't necessarily mean that you are one because you're not. You're not gay, but like you know, I don't know.
Well, the
definition there's anything wrong with that?
Is gay slang for a man who is usually in his late teens to 20s.
Okay, that's creepy.
Whose
traits may
include a slim to average physique, a youthful appearance, little or no body hair, flamboyancy, and general physical attractiveness. So, I mean, sounds like a compliment to me, you know.
It is.
It does. That's I'm not mad about it. I just think it's super funny that they keep calling me that.
It's so good.
Hmm. Well, we'll call in more on the show and let us know what you think about Max as a twink and what you would like to do to him. Would
no,
be good as well.
Don't say that. Don't tell me what you'd like to do to me.
Okay, that's all our calls for today.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to this episode. I hope the patrons who voted for this are happy about this. And if you're not, I'm sorry. We still love you. Do we have any new patrons this week to thank? I'm not sure.
I think we thanked them on the last one.
Yeah, we have. Or from the last episode, Michael, thank you.
Yeah.
I think that's
Michael's
the newest
the best.
One, though. But thank you so much. So yeah, this is this was a great episode. Thank you to everyone who listens. Thank you to our patrons. Thank you to our new patrons. Yeah, great. Don't forget to call in, and you can be on an episode like everyone just was. 682-253-4468. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Love you.
Good day, sir. Good day, sir. You lose. You get nothing.
Is that
for me?
I just had to stroll through the scraggly woods.
He had no face!
Horror!
Wow, that didn't sound good.
And Griffin Dunn bring a convincing casualness as college friends and really
Red Bulls.
Yeah, because the Red Bulls won. Are you finding it?
160.
Or wait, is it 160 or 1? Come on, Bryce.
Would you be able to handle
it? Oh, no, I would be dead.
Right, but with
I would
the
be dead so fast. Yeah.
Be like.
Come at me.
Come at me, bitch.
Yeah, I'm screaming in the way. I just
Is that the noise? That's so good.